With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says the Americans who fought on D-Day understood the importance of unity in America and abroad.
Millions back home did their part as well. From coast to coast, Americans found countless ways to pitch in. They understood our democracy is only as strong as all of us make it together.
The president visited the American cemetery near the beaches of Normandy, where more than 9,000 U.S. soldiers were buried. French President Emmanuel Macron awarded the Legion of Honor to 14 U.S. veterans and a British female veteran. Among the Americans were Edward Berthold, who flew 35 combat missions in all as a pilot during World War II, including one on D-Day. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on severe weather that's been hammering parts of the nation.
A tornado hit suburban Detroit Wednesday, killing a two-year-old and critically injuring his mother. A tree fell on their house. To the east, the Weather Service office that covers parts of Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia issued more than 20 tornado warnings. This man lives in Montgomery County, Maryland, a suburb of Washington.
When the tornado hit, I just hear loud thuds and banging on the window. And I just go upstairs, go to my bathtub, you know, hide there.
He talked to WJLA-TV. Tornado warnings were issued for parts of several other states on Wednesday night, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. It's been a tough couple of months. April had the second highest number of tornadoes on record. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is now ahead 71 points. NASDAQ is still down 31. This is SRNU. Bad news from Hong Kong, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed. But Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who sued. An appeal is possible, but for now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor and take them at home. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports that Russian warships are headed to the Caribbean.
The ships may also make port calls in Venezuela and Cuba as Russia establishes a Western Hemisphere military presence. The officials call it notable but not concerning. It's not the first time Russia has sent its ships to the Caribbean, but it's taking place as President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow could take asymmetrical steps in response to President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to defend Kharkiv. At a news conference Wednesday, Putin warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to enable others to strike Western targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Rescuers searching for dozens of workers who were trapped when a gold mine collapsed in north central Nigeria. One person confirmed dead, at least 30 others missing. Residents say as many as 44 remain trapped. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.